And we're going to start the Mishnah on Tani Bava Mizbei, the second Mishnah. That's what we're up to in Chazara. I will do the Rashi all the way until the story, and then afterwards we'll do it without Rashi. Mishnah, second Mishnah, Tani Bava Mizbei. Since I missed the recording on, I believe, was Tuesday, so we're going to do the Rashi now. Dr. Mishnah, Ben Tesha, Shana, Biyamech, Shabbat. Out Yavamtai. A 9-year-old lives with his Yavama Umes and then he dies. So now she is an Asha Shnei Mesim because she biblically is married to the first husband no longer, but was married to the first husband. She never was married biblically to the second husband because it was only rabbinic because B is like a mimer. So she's considered an Asha Shnei Mesim. Sadi Babam the Bay second Mishnah. Chalatas will have me she gets Chalitza and not the Yibum. Rashi. She's bound to Yavamim. The Mimer did not remove the first Zika. However, it did put on a second Zika. And we learned in the third Perek, the Yibum can only be done to one who falls from one house, not one that falls from two houses. Back to the Mishnah. Nasi Ishu Ameis, a 9-year-old married a woman, and then he died. Harizu Ptura. There is no marriage. Not rabbinically, not biblically, nothing. It's zero. Rachi. Nasi Ishu She'eni Yavam Tabalayachim. And then he has brothers. He died without kids. Harizu Ptura. Vabakam to Biyasa Biyah. Even though when he married, he did Biyah with the Yavama. We gave it some credibility. We gave it some worth. But Kedusha, Eina Kedusha. His marriage is no marriage. The Ein Kinyan Katan Klum. I mean, he's physically capable of a relationship, but it doesn't allow him to make a kinyan. He has no kinyan at Yavi Beishtaris, so he brings to Saris. Avi Biyavama, Hayo Skukalei, since there's a biblical bond, Shavya Rabbanon, Kamaimer, the Rabbanon turned it into Maimer. Yes.
So he brought this in just because of the contrast?
Yes, way? Yes, 100%. And also because it leads into the next case. Ben Teisha Shanav Yemecha, a 9-year-old, Shabbai Yavamtai, to live with his Yavama. Then he became an adult and he married a woman biblically. And then he died. If he never did Yibum, which means he never lived with the Yavama after he became a Gadol, so he never did Yibum. It was always a Mimer. And now he died. And he has one biblical wife and one rabbinic wife. And the rabbinic wife happens to be a biblical wife of Ruvay. So she needs Chalitza Yibum to remove Yibum, Reuven Zika. The second one needs Chalitza Yibum to remove Shimon Zika. Right? So over here we get into an issue. Yibum is not allowed with Reuven's wife. We can't allow Yibum because she's coming from two houses. Does it or does it not affect her tzara? Meaning, her co-rabbinic wife, which is Shimon's biblical wife, can she receive Yibum? Again, Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven died. Shimon did Mimer. He's a cotton. He lived with her, which is Mimer. Now Shimon marries as an adult, marries Leah. Leah is Shimon's wife totally, right? She's Reuven's wife. Not at all. I mean, Leah has nothing to do with Reuven.
Zika never got knocked off of Reuven.
Zika never got knocked off because all Shimon did was Mimer, halachically, to be a 9-year-old, which is Mimer. Now the question becomes, what does Shimon do? What does Levi do to both Rachel and Leah? So Zok the Mishnah, Harishayna Chalatas Lo Misavemis, Rachel, who was Reuven's wife, cannot receive Yibum because she's coming from two houses, from Reuven's biblically and from Shimon's rabbinically. Vashnia, Shimon's real biblical wife, Chalatas Lo Misavemis, she's unaffected by the fact that she has a rabbinic co-wife who can't have Yibum. That's what our Mishnah is saying. Shimon Aimer, V'yavim Leizer Sheyirtza V'chaylut L'shnia. Reb Shimon says he doesn't hold the Beis Shnei Meisim, so he says you can pick any one of the two that you want to do Yibum to, and do Chalitza to the other one. Echad Ben Tashan of Yom Echad, Echad Ben Esrim Shnei V'Shnei Saris, the same halacha applies to a 9-year-old or to a 20-year-old who has no Shnei Saris, and the Gemara will explain, has no Samani Saris either. Reb Shimon says there's no halacha of Asrim Eish Shnei Meisim. There's no such halacha. Right. Now, happens here. Here's one biblical and one rabbinic. So you can do Yibum to her. It would be for the first husband.
Two women, both
rabbinic. They're both One is Reuven's wife, Deraisa, one is Shimon's wife, Deraisa. There's no such case. It ends up being that there's come out no case. I think there's one case they can think of that you have a woman form with Deraisa from two houses. A woman can only be married to one person. Mimer created that possibility. Now, Shimon does not allow Yibum to both, because it'll look like two women came from the same house and got Yibum. But he allows Yibum to anyone and Chalitza to the other.
Even if there's two brothers.
Right? Even if there's two brothers.
The problem with Torah, by Sechaloshim, is what's the drasha for then?
So the Gemara deals with the Rishayim. We deal with it in the third Perek. The Rishayim deal with it. They came up with one case that's possible, that you can have two wives, two husbands. It's impossible. It's impossible.
We have the pasuk. It's just Russia?
No, for two tsaros.
It's a drabbanon dikalo. Pashtus. It's a drabbanon dikalocha that they based on that pasuk. There is. How can a woman have two houses, husbands with deraisa?
Isn't our classic shtevachim two tsaros from one house?
That's not. No. That's a diff. He's not it. How do you have that you can have a Yavama falling from two houses? That's what we're talking about.
But the term,
that's a different thing. That's the bias echo by Neveda by Nishne Batim. You can't do Yavim to both. He's asking,
right.
You want to know the one case possible? Ready? Reuven married her, a Kedushin, on everybody. He said, Chutz Mishimon, my Kedushin should only ban everybody else besides my brother. As far as my brother is concerned, I'm not married. And it's a Shiloh whether such a thing can be done. But if such a thing can be done, that means Shimon can make Kedushin and it kicks in, because she wasn't married to Reuven vis-a-vis Shimon. Now they both die, she's coming from two houses. That would be the only possible case. Only if that can work that you can have Kedushin Chutz.
Even such a kid?
Why not? They didn't have kids.
He was never a Shasach. She was never a Shasach then.
What do you mean? To Levi, she was a Shasach.
Levi. Oh, but not Shimon.
Shimon died. Reuven died.
Oh, I see.
That's a problem with Mach.
So what was the case in that earlier Mishnah? That wasn't the cousin.
It was Maimer.
Man got up and yelled Maimer.
Mimer. Again, it's rabbinic. Again, it's a sugi and gittin. The Meretz Hashem will get there one day. Halavai. Right? It's a sugi and gittin. The end of gittin. We really have to do the Darim and Nazir and Saita and then gittin. And, right? So at the end of gittin, Meretz Hashem, the Meretz Hashem should give us all a lot of good Yom Kippers. And we'll get there. Don't make me put on tape what I told you before. He was contradicting himself. He said, I said a great speech, but I should give a different kind of speech.
After Rabbi gave these speeches, now we're ready to hear the real stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like telling somebody, you have a beautiful car, to get one that works for them. Okay, that's Rashi. Imla yadas rishayna b'sheigdu rishayna chalasas lehmi sevemes azikish ne yivamim Allah. That's the zika both yivamim. However, la yadam b'sheigdu, he didn't live with her once he became a god. La yadam b'sheigdu nefila rishayna. She never really biblically left her first husband, her first bond. Shimon, I remember Abner this year. To the Leslie Zikishne Yavamim, doesn't hold the Zikishne Yavamim. How Nami Pogger Shimon Babo Achim argues in Babo Achim as well. Chaylet the Shneiv, the Lab Tzaris Nenu leaves Tura Chad to be Yibum Chaverta. They're not biblical co-wives. The Yibum is Havai Eloi, but you can't do Yibum to both. How about the Tzaras have been mixed with Maimed Rabbanim because they're rabbinically co-wives. Also, the Maimed Shnei Yavamim Sabos Mibes Echad Misi Abbas. They'll say the two Yavamim that come from one house get Yibum. They're both equal to the whole Adin of before. The comic Lemaisi Saris cut in whom, as long as they don't bring state Saris, it's considered a cut. Something my bite to Amar Rabba. How do Amar Rabbanon Zikishne Yavamim Michlis Chot Yivum Aloy Miyavma? That which the Rabbanon say, that Zikishne Yavamim cannot have Yibum, See, there's two ways to understand that halacha. Why don't we let her have yibum? Is it because there's something inherently wrong for coming from two houses? Or is it we're afraid that you might be miyabim both of them? Meaning, if there's two wives, we don't want you doing yibum to the one that came from two houses, because then you might end up marrying both, because you have to do something to both wives. Or is it a general halacha? A woman that comes from two houses can't have. Now, here in our Mishnah, we have that case. There's no tzara. There's no co-wife in the first case. 9-year-old lived with a woman, right, when he was nine, his yavama, then he died. He has no co-wife. He only has his yavama. Yet, we don't allow yibum. There's no zera here that you might do yibum to two. There's no two. So therefore, it's a halacha in itself. It's an independent standing halacha. That's what Rava is saying. Do not say it's only when there's a co-wife we're afraid you might do yibum to both, so therefore we don't allow yibum. No. There is no tzara. And still we require chalitza and not yibum. It's a raya that it's a freestanding halacha, nothing to do with a second wife. Rashi. Now this becomes a very important Rashi, because Rashi is bringing that Mishnah in the third Perek, which we'll be using the rest of the next piece of Gemara. The Gemara never brings it here, right? So as far as the Gemara is concerned, the Gemara never gets involved in a contradiction in anything else. But Rashi points out that our Mishnah ends up being not like that Mishnah in the third Perek. So this Rashi is crucial to understanding this Gemara. Now Gimel Akim Nisuim Gimel Nachrius, three brothers married to three separate women, not related to each other physically, meaning family, familially, umeis genetically. Umeis akamehav asabah sheni maimer. Umeis harichol tizlam mishyabas. I mean, the Gemara isikas veishivamah deraisa chalitza namiloi tavoi. If this is a biblical law, why did she get chalitza? Umeshamin lemidrabanan. This whole concept of not doing both is a rabbinic concept. Zeira shemayim mushteivamah sabasu veisechav mishyabas. We're afraid that you might do yibum to two women coming from one house. But that's only because there's two women there, right? So therefore, we would think that halacha is not a freestanding halacha. It depends on two women. Kamash Malon, no, that it's a freestanding halacha.
Maybe you could do it to either. Is that back in that case?
What was the case there?
We're not talking about that case.
I know, but
there it says you can't do it to either. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi married. Each one married their own wife. Reuben died, Shimon did Maimer. Then Shimon died. He had his own wife. He had his Maimer wife. Mishnah says, both get Chalitza.
Oh, sorry. Because that's what...
That's what you would think, that we don't let this one get Chalitza, Yibum, because you might do Yibum to both. Mash Malon, that even when there's no other wife involved, the fact that she's bought me, Beis Shnei Batim, is enough to answer her.
Why is it utter the Yibum?
Because Mamaisa, it looks like they both came from Shimon.
And we're going on the premise that that's a still Darbana.
All Darbana. Later on, the Gemara is going to say that. The Mishnah is going to say that. Correct. Which is a contradiction that we'll deal with later on. And it's important, it's Rashi, because Rashi has set up that Mishnah so we can see it as a contradiction. Can't hear you? Well, they're not, because she's not married to Shimon at all. But the rights of Maimer meant nothing. Reuben died and Shimon died, Levi can do Yibum to both. It's only because Shimon did Maimer that makes a problem, and that's rabbinic. Our Mishnah is teaching us what the Rabbanan Tana, Shaita Begat and Shinasu. They got married. Umeisu the same paturas from the chalitza and ayibum. Rashi, no Rashi. Then Teisha, it says Mishihigdu. He never lived with her. It says you can do yibum to the other wife. Frek the Gemara. Why? The Yasu be as mentes kamayim begadol betitchatar miyibum. Why isn't this Mishnah a contradiction to the one in third parak? Where there it says you cannot do yibum to neither Reuven's wife, who is Maimer to Shimon's wife, to Shimon, or to Shimon's real wife. Mishnah there says that it affects the co-wife. Here our Mishnah says it doesn't affect the co-wife. It's a contradiction. Now, the Gemara never speaks it out as a contradiction, but it's based on the fact that you know that Mishnah in the third parak, as Rashi speaks out. Like it says in the Mishnah Yevamim. Because she is the co-wife rabbinically of the one who comes from both houses. That's why in Rashi, in the question of the test, it says, see Rashi. Because you don't see a contradiction. When I ask, what is the contradiction? It says, see Rashi. And for the Gemara, I'm a Rav. So Rav says, you know why? Because the third parak is dealing with a gadol. He made a mimer. You're right, it affects the tzara. Our mission is talking about a katan. Katan's bia, even though it's a mimer, it's not that same level mimer, and therefore doesn't affect the co-wife. So according to Rav, there's no argument between the two mishnas. That's a gadol, this is a katan. Rashi? No Rashi. Shmuel amar, Shmuel says, asu v'asu. The same, and it's a contradiction in the Mishnahs, and you're right. Our Mishnah argues on the Mishnah in the third parak, said Rabbi Yechon, Asu v'Asu. In fact, the Rabbi Asu. I mean, why isn't it true? The Mishnah says
asu
in the third.
Asu means it's also
there's
a contradiction.
Asu v'Asu means they made it like a Maimer v'Gadol. They did treat a Katan's 9-year-old exactly like a Maimer v'Gadol. Rav said there's a difference between a 9-year-old's Bia and a Gadol's Maimer. Not the same strength. Rabbi Yechon is exactly like Shmuel. They both said the words asu v'asu. The way he said they didn't make it that way, they didn't make it that way. It's repeated for emphasis. Frakti Gemara v'asu, the Chayra. Why doesn't Rav agree? Dr. Gemara Tanoi, Tamakoikis. Hak Tana Dabo Hakim Gazim Mishim Tara. Vashmina Begadu Vuhu Adim Begatan. Meaning this is going on Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, right? Why does our Mishnah say differently? Because it's a machlokes tanoim. That Tana holds that it's the same through by gadol and katan, and the same halacha is it affects the tzara. V'haydam our gadol mishum to gadol koi. I he's talking about a gadol, so why don't we do like Rav? Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel hold there's no difference. He's talking about a gadol because that was the case in the Mishnah there. V'haydam Tana the halachas really also v'loy gadol mishum tzara. He holds. It is considered a mimer like a gadol, and it makes no difference because it doesn't ask for a co-wife. Ashmina bekatan, who was in begadol, the either come bekatan or bekatan koi. So the Gemara is saying, Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel are saying, it's a machloikas for Mishnayas. Does it affect the tzara or not? And there's no difference in 9-year-old's bia or a gadol's mimer. Where Rabbi Yechon said, there's a difference. A gadol's mimer is a higher level than a katan's bia. Rashi? We did that already. The answer is it's a machlokes tanoim. Okay. This is as far as I didn't do the Rashi last time, and now we can learn the next Gemara without Rashi. Dr. Gemara, the Azur Amr Lishmaisi be Midrasha. Rabbi Azur went and said over this halacha in the Beis Medrash. But Amr Mishmeid Rabbi Yechon, he did not say it in the name of Rabbi Yechon. Shama Rabbi Yechon, Ikbud Rabbi Yechon heard and got upset. Ula Gabe Ravami Ravasi. Ravami Ravasi came to him. Amrulay, they said, Loikachaya Maisa, wasn't there a story of a Saknesa Shul Tveria, in the Shul of Tveria? Menager, a bolt. She Yashbi Rade Gluster, it had a knob on top. Shanech Lugabai Ravlazim Rabbi Yechon, whether it's a Kaili and can be moved on Shabbos, or it's not a Kaili and can't be moved on Shabbos. They ripped the Sefer Torah because they got so angry at each other. Karu takes us out, but they ripped the Sefer Torah. Ella Nikra, Shenikra, Eba Shenikra Sefer Torah b'chamasam. It caused the Sefer Torah to get ripped. V'hoyisham Rabbi Yitzchak ben Kisma, and Rabbi Yitzchak ben Kisma was there. Amar, he said, to me, Ani, I wonder, if this shul won't turn into a house of Avodah Zarah. V'chein Ava. So you see, getting upset about things in a Beis Medrash has dire consequences. Hader Ik Betray made Rabbi Yechon more upset. I'm a Chavrusinami? What? You think they're my friends? You're comparing this to Rabbi Lozen and Rabbi Yechon with two Chavarim arguing? Ula Gabi Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi, so Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi came to Rabbi Yechon. I'm a Lohidi said. Says in the Pasuk, Gashat Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Avdai, Kei Tziva Moshe Yeshua, Mechein Asi Yeshua. He did not stop anything that Hashem commanded Moshe. What he always quoted Moshe, El Yeshua Yeshiv Darish, Stam, Yeshua Stam Darshan, and everybody understood that this is Moshe's Torah. He didn't have to repeat every time I'm saying the name of Moshe. Avraham Blazer, Tamit Chol Yeshiv Darish Stam. Your Blazer, your Talmud is sitting in Darshaning Stam. And everybody knows it's yours. Why can't you appease like I told you about me, Ravasi? Couldn't you say that? Period. Frankly, Gemara Rabbi Yechon, my time had come. By the way, 7 or 8. Rabbi Yechon, why was he makbet? Gemara, I'll tell you why he was upset. Is it possible for a person to live in two worlds? Master of the universe. They should quote me his lips move in the kever. There is a sefer called Bina Le'itim from one of the early Achroinim on Drush. And he says a very interesting, cute part. He says, it says, like, come and be tall, come Maisha. Nobody can ever be as big as Maisha. You're limiting people. What do you mean? Nobody can ever be as big. You're limiting people. How can you limit a person? A person can become as big as Tyrus is because you're learning Tyrus Maisha. Every time you learn Tyra, Maisha Rabbeinu says, twice as big as the kever. So he's also learning that Tyra. So you can never catch up. Because the more you learn, the more Maisha learns. So you'll never get to Maisha Rabbeinu's Matrega because every year that learns Tyra is learning Tyrus Maisha. So it's always the size of David the Kever. So it's always the size of David the Kever. So you get to this level. But Rabbeinu just grew that level much bigger because he's constantly the size of David the Kever. That's the beat of the Eitan's shot. That was two. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak by Zira, and we spoke out two shots of here in the Panamiris, who learned it's only because the halacha will be received better if people recognize it's Rabbi Yechonon's. That's what the beat of the Eitan, I'm sorry. That Panamira says, and others learn it because of connection, and that causes the sites of David by the Kever.
So,
yes. That's the Panamira's discussion, and he says, you don't have to. Well, everybody learns, you know, Tyra's Mesh is no different than a Blazer, you know what I mean? Everybody knows the Tyra you learn is Mesh Rabbeinu's Tyra. Problem is when somebody says a Kuma Svara. So he's not saying Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah.
As a Mishnah.
I think it is wrong.
It's a Mishnah. It's all Rav.
It's all Parash of Abed. It's all Rebbe. In economy. It's all Rebbe.
So the Lazar didn't say it because he assumed everyone knew there was...
That's what the Gemara is answering. Yes.
And who was correct? If I can ask.
Nobody. Rabbi Yechon was appeased. That means it was okay.
No, until he was appeased, he wasn't aware.
He didn't put that together. Obviously, the Gemara seems to say he didn't put that together. That people assume it's Rabbi Yechon.
So by not saying it, it didn't stop whatever credit goes to Rabbi Yochanan went there anyways, right?
Again, Panamira says yes, others say no. Well, at the end of the day, yes, he got all the credit. Correct. Some want to say Rabbi Yechon was more mocked, but you never find anybody else being mocked on this. So they want to say Rabbi Yechon had no children. Gemara says that he lost 10 children. They ain't grown with that sorority beer, Gemara and Parabah, Brachas. So they want to say since he didn't have any children, it was very important for him that he live on through his halachas. Whereas a person has children, he lives on through his children. I could have said that by his career today.
It's too tough to...
You have to give me a right. You know, one of the things I did tshuva for yesterday is chapping you. So I did tshuva on it, and here I am the next morning. Here I am the next morning doing the same thing. It's amazing, no?
My thought was, even my older, I
just wanted to point out it was a contradiction, like we had a permissionless contradiction. You contradict yourself as well. That's what I was trying to say.
What people think.
Your palate is a good wine. Goes to my loved one, Lemesharim. I don't know what Lemesharim means. Properly, straight. Sincerely, David 50 Yeshanim and makes the lips of the sleeping ones move to Kaimer Shal Abanim like a pile of grapes which is leaking wine. Now Kaimer Shal Abanim Kivu Shemini Chazak as of a Miad David, the wine shakes. As Amid Chachamim Kivu Shemini Darshu Mipiyim by the Mazeh to say same David as the Geber. Echad Ben Teshanim, 9 years old. And 20. Frank the Gemara, Minu Ben Esim, Shlehevi Shnei Tzaris, Yivi Uriah Shem Ben Esim, Yivi Tzaris. Doesn't a 20-year-old without Shnei Tzaris automatically become a Tzaris who's an adult? Lechai Litzvah Miyabim, because it's Eish Asav. Bat Esim, Shonim, Shlehevi Shnei Tzaris, Yivi Uriah Shem Bat Esim. They should bring a proof that she's 20, Yivi Uriah Islandess, she's an Islandess, Lechai Litzvah Miyabim. And for the Gemara, Marlom, Rav Shmuel, Bar Yitzchuk, Gamer Rav, Gehu Shnod, Lo Yisimani Tzaris. You need a positive also. You need to have 20 no stay saris and simani saris. I'm a rabbi, I cannot be telling you who has saris. Who has saris means, and he was also a saris. Shmamina. Frank Tigabar, because they know the simani saris had come up. If there's no simani saris, until when is the person considered a minor? Tigabar, it's under a bear, he had rabbi shnais up until 35. That's the kind of the rabbi. He used to say, Kakosh Amaluzu, Avru, fatten them up. Maybe the stay saris will work then. Ibari Amaluzu, Akashu. Thin them out, because the Hadi Simonim, Zimim Dinasi Machel Susa, sometimes they fall off because of skinniness, the Zimim Dinasi Machel was Reusa, and sometimes they fall off because the person is obese. Hadna Lachi Sharabat? Yeah. Hadna Lachi Sharabat, Hadna Lachi Sharabat, Hadna Lachi Sharabat. Talk to Mishnah Baita. Noitzen ala Nusa vala Mafuta. You can marry a woman who you had a relationship with a relative of hers, either a forced relationship or a willing relationship. However, if you marry a woman and then you have a relationship with one of her relatives, that's chi of karis or worse. One can marry his father's anusa mefuta or his son's anusa mefuta. They were not his father's wife or his son's wife. If you don't say anusa mefuta sabiv, he learned it out from a pasuk. Something about Tanina, the son of Rabbanu, and our Mishnah.
Isn't that the son?
What?
The
son is mutter. Only argues on dad. Tanina, the son of Rabbanu.
Only I think consensual would be chayev. What does that mean?
I mean, what would be the have mean and not that way? I think it's the contrast. Tanina, the son of Rabbanu, unless Isha mutter li tabita, not the Isha asu li tabita. Mishnah is teaching us that if you're honest a woman, you can marry your daughter. If you're honest a daughter, if you marry a woman, you cannot marry a daughter. I'm sorry. You marry a woman, you cannot have a relationship with her daughter. In fact, I have a contradiction. A person who is accused of having a relationship with a woman cannot marry a relative. That means we're saying it's usher after a out-of-wedlock relationship. So the Gemara b'drav on it's rabbinic yisr. Great. But I missed it, said you can do it. After the woman got an out of wedlock relationship dies, then you can marry a relative. But Enochinami, rabbinically, once she's still while she's alive, we don't want you marrying her relative. Everybody should have a piskatava, a great year, and a Merit Hashem after Sukkot, 2 weeks from today, Friday morning.